if everything is a unified whole, then that means everything is a unified whole. It doesn't mean jealousy, anger, depression, sadness are somehow excluded from that. It means that they are part of that as well, as well as joy, happiness, bliss. So this is just childlike logic. So what are we doing when we're trying to not experience anger, jealousy, depression, and trying to only experience happiness, joy and bliss, which is what most people are striving to do? And we do this by many, many strategies: work, sex, exercise, trying to get money, houses, children. All of these strategies based on the erroneous experience that somehow, at some point, by doing these things, we will arrive at unity, or whatever you're looking for, happiness or contentment. And you, it's not possible. We're all experts at this game, because that's all we've been doing, most of us, our entire lives, trying to find happiness, stability in our lives by rearranging our thoughts, emotions, circumstances into a set of descriptions that we've been told will make us happy. And everyone in this room knows that even if you can achieve some or all of these things, it doesn't lead you to where you want to be. We're not saying it doesn't make you a bit more happy and a bit more comfortable. That's not what's going on here, but there's always something missing. Now, when you're introduced to this practice, and this really, really gentle but powerful instruction of just, rather than emphasizing the descriptions, you emphasize awareness or clarity. So you relax and you recognize what's at the basis of all experience. And it doesn't matter what your experience is. You don't have to be in a good mood to recognize awareness. You can be in a really foul mood. You can feel sick, you can feel anything. Any aspect of your life provides you with an opportunity to make this simple choice: to relax and recognize awareness, or to indulge in points of view. Now, if you choose to indulge in points of view, then you really become a victim of these things. So that's like just focusing solely on the descriptions, the appearances in a crystal ball, and really getting involved in them, analyzing them, why they're there, what does it mean, when all the while the crystal ball is completely empty of anything other than itself. But you cannot deny that the reflections aren't there either. So you see, this is the difficulty when we try and intellectually understand the concept of unity or oneness, because in our experience we've only focused on all of these descriptions and appearances, and it looks like there's no unity there at all. It's a complete nightmare. It's just so complicated, and such a barrage of appearances. Now, when you only focus on those descriptive frameworks, then you get lost in a continuous stream of relief and suffering, up and down, always wanting the ups, always fearing the downs. And this is what it means to be a victim of points of view. But through the practice of short moments, what you start to experience for yourself, not as a philosophy, but as a direct experience, is that the points of view, the phenomena of your life, first, they remind you to recognize awareness. So right then, you don't need to change them. And ultimately, you start to experience them as the space of awareness itself. So the first time you're introduced to short moments, and maybe for a few weeks or months after, when you take that brief moment, even if it's once a day, the clarity and ease of awareness is undeniable. There's something about you that's okay, that's looking at me speak right now, that's listening to me, or maybe not, maybe you're not listening to me, but you know, maybe you're just off in a daydream. But the point is, there's something about you that's always stable, and it doesn't depend on anything changing in your circumstances, either internally or externally, to be.